Dry weather in southern Africa has reduced agricultural production and left 28 million people hungry. Scientists have blamed the lack of rainfall on El Niño weather conditions. El Niño results from unusually warm water along the western coast of South America. The warm water causes many changes in weather around the world. Places that usually get a lot of rainfall can be dry. Areas that traditionally are dry can receive more rain because of El Niño. El Niño is being blamed for agricultural shortages across southern Africa. Dry weather has affected farming in countries such as Zimbabwe and Malawi. A drought is affecting Zimbabwe's Muzi district, about 250 kilometers east of Harare. The country's main crop is corn, known in some areas as maize. Other major crops are soybeans, wheat, and tobacco, according to the United Nations. El-Haj Assi is Secretary General of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. He went to southern Africa to investigate the food shortages.
What is touching is to see children that go to bed hungry, children that may not go to school, and a mother having to listen to, you know, the children crying and have no food to give to them. I mean, that is profoundly, profoundly touching and totally unacceptable.
This week, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies launched a four-year program to help National Red Cross Societies respond to the drought. The group said an estimated 31.6 million people across southern Africa are struggling to get food. It warned this number may climb to more than 49 million people by the end of the year. Zimbabwe, Malawi, Lesotho, and Swaziland all have declared states of emergency. Seven of southern Africa's nine provinces also have declared emergencies. In Mozambique, the government ordered the highest level of national emergency preparedness in the central and southern provinces. In Zimbabwe, 60-year-old Mabel Niamono is looking forward to more money to buy food. "Here there is real hunger," she said. "Most of the days, kids go to school on an empty stomach and may go for 3 or 4 days without a decent meal." In Muzi District, the Zimbabwe Red Cross currently gives $40 a month to over 1,200 families, but many other families receive no financial assistance, such as the case of 61-year-old Vigilance Sabora. She has yet to receive financial assistance from the Red Cross or UN agencies. Sabora cares for her 89-year-old mother. Neither woman has a source of income. Sabora says she depends on fellow villagers for help, but hopes the Red Cross can ease their struggle. I'm Anne Ball.